Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Let's do it. Gotta love Southern California. The rest of the country's freezing. It's like a summer day here. You gotta love it. You're gonna love this show. One of my favorite subjects, the DNA, the genetics. Why? Well, 40 years ago, when college students were just realizing it might be a good idea to get into computer science, 40, 50 years ago. Well, look at it today. Now, the same thing's happening in genetics. Watson and Crick figured out DNA was a double helix back in the 50s. That was Watson and Crick. They were competing with a bunch of others, Linus Pauling included. And then it lost its momentum. We didn't hear about DNA. In 2002, maybe 2002, Venter and Collins mapped the human genome. That was a big thing in science. Bill Clinton gave them an award. But for the most part, the last 60 years of DNA genetics has been silent. That, my friends, is changing. Now, that's not news in science, but it's news to the public. Because you understand medicine is a matter of going to your doctor a couple of times a year, maybe. And you don't hear much about it. You have, in a way, but not much. The boom is now. Mark my words, over the next 10 years, the American public, the world, is going to see an explosion in what genetics means to you. Everything from genetically engineering the drugs, to cloning, all the way to genetic profiling. We're going there. That Angelina Jolie thing on the cover of Time magazine when she had the double mastectomy because she was positive for a couple of genes that made it a little more likely that she'd have breast cancer. Plan on that accelerating many, many, many times. Now, the analogy to computer science is 40 years ago, you could afford to say, yeah, I know this computer thing, but, you know, I don't really need to get into it. Back to doing my bookkeeping on pieces of paper or writing my novel under the apple tree with pencil and paper. You could afford to do that. You know you can't today. You watch people 60, 70, 80 years old that don't know anything about computers buy those little iPads or get those little iPhones. Everybody's there on it. This is going to happen in genetics. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Show 341. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. Why? I can teach better if you'll take the time to look at the pictures. No, not if you're driving. Get home and look at the pictures. I'm the teacher you always wanted that explained complicated things. I make them easy for you to understand. You just got to put a little time in. Yeah, I am that teacher. Those teachers, and I've been in school 40 years. Those teachers are so rare. You can know the information. It doesn't mean you can get it out to people. I'm the guy that's really good at getting it out. I may be the last to know it, but I'm really good at getting it out. And no, I'm not the last to know it. But I'm not the first. But I'm really good at getting it out. I can explain it as well, probably better than anybody I know. And you need to respect that because you've got to get in to understanding your genetics. You're not going to get away with it. Not anymore. Why DNA is not your destiny. The truth will set you free. Show 341. I put a YouTube clip on I've put this one on before on a woman named Nessa Carey. Nessa, N-E-S-S-A, Carey. Nessa Carey is a molecular biologist. Nessa Carey goes around the country talking about epigenetics and what epigenetics really means. Like she says and like I say, you have to understand the basics of genetics to respect epigenetics. And why is that important to you? Because if you're sick, you're dying, you've got a chronic degenerative disease that's robbed you of the last 20, 30 years of your life, that's maybe robbed you of 10, 15, 20 years. You've lived a half life because, well, God bless you, your body just collapsed. You're going to be told it's a genetic thing and live with it. You're going to be told it's a genetic thing and cut it out. You're going to be told it's a genetic thing. Sit back, do nothing, just do the best you can. Pray. You're going to be given all those choices, and it's not going to feel good. The genetic model, the way it's used predominantly today, will rob you of your hope. Bad. Really bad. And all the scientists are there to back up all the medical doctors, to back up all the medical schools, to back up all the clinicians, to rob you of your hope by telling you, when you say, well, why did I get this cancer? Well, why did I get this autoimmune disease? Well, the latest research, which you can't mess with because it's the latest, insists that it's all in your genes, and these genetic predispositions have now become a reality in your body, not your brothers or sisters, because they didn't have that genetic composition. You see, this is what you're going to hear, and it's going to feel bad. The truth is, it is largely false. Not solely, not to ever say that your genetics does not have an implication, a real implication in what disease you're going to get. If you're sitting there right now, listening to this show or driving, understand one day you're going to die of something. And that's already in your genes. And for some people, those genes never express. They never get what they're coded to get. And for other people, they do get what they're coded to get. And that's where you have control. The other place you have control is all the things you get that you didn't have to get because you didn't have any genetic disposition towards it. Kind of like if you had no disposition towards cancer, if your genes said you're never going to get lung cancer, it's just not going to happen in your genes, and you decided to smoke 4 packs a day. You've been smoking 4 packs of cigarettes a day for 40 years, and you work at the Long Beach dock, one of my favorite places to use an example. Just met another poor guy last week, God bless him, 45 years old. That's it for him. He's down. 70 hours a week at the Long Beach port. 4 kids, lovely wife. He's gone. That's it. Not going to get into it. Do you think there's any connection between a 45-year-old man? Just he's got something now he's going to die of. And working at the Long Beach port 70 hours a week for 25 years. Do you think so? Well, the doctors don't. There's no research to support it. But his genes coded him, perhaps. And this is where it gets complicated, and it's why you've got to understand. You may not have a genetic predisposition towards something like lung cancer, but if you're smoking 4 packs a day and you're working in very toxic environments, you're going to get it. That you can avoid. Those of you who spend good money on alternative medicine, that do the cleanses, that go out and buy the herbs, that try to do better, that's smart. I never knock that. Because the diseases of excess, you're not going to get. No one should get diabetes. No one. That's a disease of excess. No one should get emphysema. That's a disease of excess. There are diseases that we get because we live in toxic, filthy environments, and it's not your genes. It's the horrible terrain. That's not really what I'm talking about, guys. What I'm talking about is what you're coded to get. And the big money in genetics is going to profile you to tell you these are the diseases most likely that you're going to get. Now, they're right about it because it's a predisposition. They are wrong because there's much inside the human mechanism that will stop those genes from coding. They'll stop the genes from expressing. So on the site, get to the Nessa Carey. Her name is Nessa, N-E-S-S-A Carey. She's one of a horde of molecular biologists, geneticists, etc., that's trying to get the epigenetic model out. Not genetic, epigenetic. We'll get into it. I'll explain it. You won't understand it, perhaps, so you'll go to the website and listen 50 times until you do, because you have to make the time now. No, you don't. You have to make the bed. No, you don't. You have to make the time now. Why? It's like computers 40 years ago. You got to get on this train. All right. You guys get my point now. All right. That's Nessa Carey. Watch it. Really watch it later. Let's get into some of the basics here. The human cell. Simple enough. I talk about this so often. I don't need to get into the cell. The cell is a factory. Every organ is made of a different type of a cell. A bunch of cells are like grapes. The space in between the grapes is the intercellular space. Then there's inside the cell, that's the intracellular space. Then all these grapes are wrapped in a plastic band, so to speak, like saran wrap. And then you inject a lot of water into that saran wrapped bunch of grapes, and that water bulges out. That's your organ. So what's an organ? It's saran wrap with a bunch of cells in it, or grapes, and in between the grapes, it's stuffed with water. Done. That's it. All those organs are in your body. Brain, spleen, pancreas, liver, gallbladder, the whole slew. All the organs I just described are connected to the other organs inside your guts by fascia. And all the fascia connected to the organs, both of which are connected to the bones, make you, wrap you with some skin, put on a pretty face, and there you have it, a human being. It's kind of that simple. All right. What am I talking about today? The cell, the individual cell, the grape. Picture one, picture two. Yes, it's better if you can get to the website. The skin of the grape. The cell. Inside is the guts of the cell. Inside that is the nucleus of the cell. And inside that are the chromosomes. And inside the chromosomes are the DNA and the genes. So what we're talking about today is in the cell, but it's in the nucleus of the cell. Now, I put great pictures on the site, as always. Picture number three. Picture number three, picture number, I think, five, picture number six, all three pictures are saying effectively the same thing. But they're great pictures because it gives you orientation or perspective. And all it's showing you is if you go into the cell of any organ, and you go into the nucleus, which is like the seed of the grape, and you cut the seed open, you see a bunch of X-shaped chromosomes. Humans have 23. Well, 46, but that's duplicated. 23 different X's. Or 22 different X's, and then a third Y or a third X, male or female. The point is, those chromosomes are all stuffed together, and when they unwind, they become other structures, and those other structures unwind, and when those other structures unwind, other structures unwind, and when everything's unwound, you're dealing with the DNA molecule. So if you go into a grape, and you slice open the grape, and you find the seed, and you cut open the seed, and you pull out what's inside the seed, if you keep unwinding this coiled string, by the way, that coiled string inside each seed of each cell is 6 feet long. Yeah,